Radio Prague News.
The Justice Minister has named Lenka Bradáčová as the head of the State Prosecutor's Office in Prague. More questions have surfaced regarding the problematic national vehicle registration system. And blue Wellington boots that the Czech Olympic team wore with success in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games are reportedly selling well in London. Justice Minister Pavel Blažek has named former Úzký nad Labem State Attorney Lenka Bradáčová to head the State Prosecutor's Office in Prague. In doing so, he complied with an earlier recommendation by the Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman. At a press conference on Monday, the Justice Minister indicated that meetings with Ms. Bradáčová, a highly respected anti-corruption crusader, discussing the future of the office, had played a role, as had the fact that there were no serious contenders. Mr. Blažek's predecessor, Jiří Pospíšil, was recalled from his post last month by the Prime Minister, which led to marked speculation in the media he was removed before he could name her in time. In related news, politicians from various political parties welcomed the Justice Minister's decision to name Lenka Bradáčová as the head of the State Prosecutor's Office in Prague. Top 09 Deputies Club leader Petr Gazdík called the move a good step, while LIDEM leader Karolina Pík said the newly named official would stabilize the situation at the State Prosecutor's Office. Among the opposition, Social Democrat Jiří Dienstbier also welcomed the move, while Communist Party leader Vojtěch Filip called Ms. Bradáčová a suitable candidate. More questions have surfaced regarding the problematic national vehicle registration system. Czech television claims the system, which has been plagued by problems since its launch on July the 9th, was severely overpriced. It was reportedly commissioned without a public tender to the company ATS for the price of 60 million crowns, despite the fact that the company which operated the old register offered its services for a fraction of that price, a mere 6 million. The Transport Ministry said it had commissioned the job without a public tender in order to save time. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík told the CTK news agency she would ask the Transport Minister, a member of her own party, for an explanation. Blue Wellington boots that the Czech Olympic team wore with great success in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in London are reportedly selling well at the Czech House in London, not only among Czech visitors but Londoners and tourists as well. The Czech collection, blue and white suits topped off with Wellington boots and parasols, a humorous reference to English weather, was one of the hits of the opening evening, trending high on Twitter and gaining international attention. Václav Hrbek, the head of Alpine Pro, official partner of the Czech Olympic team, which invested heavily in the collection, told news website IDNES that the sales of the blue rubber boots had also gone up at home. He said he had expected profits would be mild, but indicated the project was crucial in terms of marketing. Police are searching for a metal thief who tried to cut an electronic cable along a railway route near Most. The perpetrator dug up the cable, providing electricity for the route's safety system in five places, and attempted to chop through it with an axe. In doing so, he received a jolt of around 6,000 volts, specialists said. The thief must have suffered at least minimal burns to his arms, they added, saying the accident could have ended badly indeed. The jolt partly melted and burned the axe, which was found at the scene. If caught and found guilty in the case, the perpetrator could face up to 6 years in prison. Mostly clear skies are expected at the beginning of the new week, with a chance of showers in places. Daytime temperatures are expected to reach highs between 20 to 24 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's all the news for now.